ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת ראה. התורה starts off, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה וקללה. And I saw that הם פרשים, כלי יקר, נעושה חתם סופר. They're telling us that if you look at the פסוק, ראה אנוכי, ראה את לשון יחיד. Pasuk saying you should see in singular form, and then right after that, Anochi noten lefnechem hayom lefnechem, in front of you in plural. What's going on over here? Why the Torah starts off with lashon yachid and then ending up the pasuk with lashon rabbim? So he brings down here the kli akar, very similar to the Hatam Sofer. He says here, lefi she'amru Hazal b'masechet kedushin daf mem amud bet, le'olam yedme le'adam kiilo haya kol ha'olam mihsa al mihsa zechuyot ve'avonot. Asa mitzvah achat, echriya et asmo ve'et kol ha'olam lekaf zechut. And the opposite also true, that the person, he should, all his life, he should look as if he's 50-50. He has 50 mihsa avonot, mihsa zechuyot. If he's going to do one mitzvah, then it's going to push the scale of the zechuyot more. It's going to be nohel lahaya ola haba. Not only him. The Gemara said, yirei et atzmo ve et kol ha'olam kulo. Hasiyo zakai ve hasiyo hayam. If he did one mitzvah, ashra ve ashra halko, that not only he pushed himself, you know, to more zechuyot, also, klal am Israel, because of your mitzvah, all klal am Israel, they're going to get something good. So here what the pasuk says, לכך אמר אל כל יחיד ויחיד ראה שיראה בעין שכלו כי כל מעשיו יחזרו לפניכם לכולכם. That's what he says. He said, ראה אנוכי, the Torah, משה רבנו is telling בני ישראל, each one of you you should look by your mitzvah that you do. The mitzvah that you do, even you're alone, you do mitzvah, you're not only affecting yourself, לכף זכות, affecting כל העולם כולו, נותן לפניכם היום. Any mitzvah, any one person does, affects klal am Israel. That's why the pasuk starts off lashon yachid and ends up lashon rabim. I saw also Trashi tells us here, said, Anochi noten lefnechem hayom beracha uklala, said, et haberacha asher tishme'o el mitzvot Adonai Elohechem, asher anochi mitzvah etchem hayom. What's the beracha? Said, the fact that you're listening to the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that on its own, it's already beracha. Why? Because shema'u li. She'in adam shomei ali umafsid. The Midrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do my mitzvot, you're not going to lose. You're only going to gain out of it. That's what the pasuk is saying. Et beracha asher tishma'u, et mitzvot Hashem Elokechem. Ve'akil ala im lo tishma'u. So it sounds like the berachot and the kilalot, they're coming in a condition. If we're going to listen to the mitzvot, we're going to keep the mitzvot, then all the berachot are going to come. On the contrary, if someone does not listen, then Hasa Shalom Laklalot Lakuna come. That's here what the Mfarshim tells us here. And Rashi says, Eta Beracha Asher Tishmi'o, what does mean Asher Tishmi'o? That you're going to listen, what does mean Asher? Rashi said, Eta Beracha Al Minat Asher Tishmi'o. It's also coming on a condition. If you're going to keep the mitzvot, you're going to get the brachot. You're not going to keep the mitzvot, Hasa Shalom Laklalot is going to come. Let's hear what Rashi is telling us. But I saw here in Midrash Rabbah, this week's parasha, it says here in Midrash Rabbah, right at the beginning, parasha Dalet Siman Aleph, it says here, Halakha, Adam mi Yisrael, mahu sheyeh mutar lo lekrot at tochachot b'kriyot harbe. The tochachot in parashat Kitavo, you have tzadik chet kelalot. Is the person allowed to, you know, to read this aliyah with for two olim, for three olim, can I stop in the middle or no? That's the question. So the midrash answers: Kach shenu hachamim, ein mafsekim b'kelalot, ela echad koreit kulam. One person should read all the klalot from beginning to end. You cannot split the klalot. You give half of them to one person, half to the other person, or split it to four or five olim. You cannot do this. One person has to get all the klalot. Chaura, an affair. So you want one person to get all the klalot. At least split it amongst shiva olim, maybe. I don't know. Do something. But here the Midrash Hachaim said, no, lemidun rabotenu en ofsikim baklalot. Why not? Why can't we stop in the middle of the klalot? What's wrong? So the Midrash continues, Amar Bihiya Bar Gamda, Lefi Shekatub Bemishle Omer, Musar Adonai Beni Altemas, Vialta Kotz Betuchahto, Alta Aset Tuchahot Kotzin Kotzin, Ela Yahad Koret Kulam. Pasuk said, Vialta Kotz Betuchahto, when you're reading the Tuchahot, don't cut it in the middle, don't stop in the middle, continue from beginning to end. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And you have to understand why is it like this? Well, Chaurat makes more sense. We should split it. Why you hazit one person should get all the klala? No. Debar Acher, second Pirush. Lama in mafsikim bakilalot? Amar Biyushua de Sechnini, no why? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani katabti al kibodi, Amo anuchi betzara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whenever any person from Am Yisrael is going through tzarot, also kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also feels bad for him also. So the Ammo Anochi Besara, the Pasuk says, so in Shurat Ad-Din, Sheyu Banayim Etkallelin, Ve'ani Mitbarech. It's not fair that Am Yisrael, they're reading the Kilalot, and I'm going to get Berachot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to get Berachot. How is he going to get Berachot? If you're going to stop in the middle, every Ole, he has to say Beracha before, Asher Baharvanu Kol Amim, Etanan Torato, Asher Etanan Torato, Torat Emet. Every person, he says two Berachot. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting two brachot in every Aule, and Am Yisrael is getting killalot. So it's not fair. Pasuk said, Amo Anuchi Betzara. Whenever Am Yisrael is going through tzarot, kibyachol, I'm also with them. So it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit that you should split in the middle of the killalot. Kitzad, Im kriyot tochachot kiryot herbe, en karuy vekaruy she'en lebarech bet berachot lefaneha ulahareha. That's why Ahad koret kulam. That's what the Midrash is saying. One person should read all the Kelalot. Why? Because it's not appropriate that we should read the Kelalot and give Berachot to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amo Anochi Betzara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanan Amre, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo lira'atam natati lahim Berachot uKelalot, Ela leodian ezo derech toba shibharu ota, kede shetiru sachar minayin ma shekarin al ba'anyan re'e anochi noten efnechem ayom Beracha uKelala. So Yir HaChaim, the Tal Asir, also in the Midrash, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I did not give you the Berachot in a Kelalot only to harm you, to do something bad to you. He said, no, I only gave you the brachot to show you which the proper way you should choose. Ahayim ve'mavet natati lefanecha, beracha ve'kelala, ubacharta b'chayim, ma tihiyeh eta v'zaraycha. That's here what Farshim tell us here. But I saw that they asked on this midrash, said, Chaora, how could Rabbanan said, lo lira'atam natati lahim berachot u'kelalot? Said Kelalot, it's not l'ra'atam shel Israel. It is l'chaura, it is l'ra'atam shel Israel. So why you hear the Midrash saying, lo l'ra'atchem natati lachem berachot u'kelalot. I did not give you berachot u'kelalot to harm you. Ella, I just gave you, so you should choose. You should choose the right path. L'chaura, we have to understand, how is the Kelalot going to be good for Am Israel? Said, I didn't give you the Kelalot to harm you. So what's the Kelalot for? That's what we have to understand by the Rashi and Barach. I saw in Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, he brings down here in Daf Samechtet Hamud Alef. So after he brings the Midrash that we just read, he says, Haim Omnam. Said, I know that our parasha, but what's the whole midrash is asking, is the person allowed to stop in the middle of kilalot of parashat kitabo? So let this halakha, let this midrash be written where? Parashat kitabo. What does this have to do with us? I know that we're dealing beracha and kilala, but fits more, this midrash should be said where? By parashat kitabo, not here. האם אמנם דאירינן בעניין ברכה וכללה, ועניין הרגזים ועניין הרעיבן, מכל מקום, אין שייכות לדברי המדרש בכאן לשאול אם מפסיקים בכללות, כי אם לכמובן פרשת כתבו. He said, to answer this, נדקדק תחלה במקראי קודש הללו, לפסוק סד ראי, אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום. He says, אנוכי מיותר, it's extra. I'm giving you, of course, so who's giving us ברכה וכללה? הקדוש ברוך הוא. What the Midrash saying? אנוכי נותן את הפסוק, אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום, שצי, I am giving you ברכות וקללות. Of course, you, השם. ומי נתן כל התורה, לא השם? So he asked you a few questions, and then he says, ויש לומר כך, לכאורה משמע שהקללות נתנו על תנאי, אם ישמרו לעשות, אז לא יתקיימו. נמצא, אם יקיימו ישראל כל התורה כאשר חפש השם, נכתבה פרשת הקללות לבטלה. You see, he says here, it looks like from the psukim that we are kilala, אם לא תשמעו מצוות השם נוגחים, if you're not going to listen to the מצוות, then kilala is going to come. But what happened if עם ישראל, they are going to listen to the מצוות? Means there's no, all the kilalot doesn't apply. So we need to erase it, חס ושלום, from the Torah. How is that possible? To erase all פרשת כתבו. You're going to erase all פרשת כתבו. All this is coming only when ואם לא תשמעו במצוותיי, then all הכללות are going to come. So לכאורה, it sounds like all the כללות, if I'm Israel, they're going to keep the מצוות, all the כללות, חס ושלום, they're going to be לבטלה. ובאמת, לא ייפול לארצה דבר מכל התורה, אפילו עוד אחת וקוצו של יהוד אחד. So how is that possible? אבל האמת שכל הקללות ברכות הן. כמו שכתוב, ויהפוך אדוני אלוהיך לך את הקללה לברכה. אז את עוד הקללות, really they are ברכות. And also brings down מדרש הנעלם, איתה להדיה, איך שאליהו ביאר לרבי שמעון בן יוחאי עליו שלום, איך התפרשו הכתובים בהפך לברכה. ואם כן, נהפוכו, שהקללות יתקיימו לעולם. So he says that really the old הקללות, in Parashat Kitabon, all the klalot that the Torah speaks about, they're all, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Am Yisrael, they're keeping them zvot, Hashem is going to flip them, going to make them berachot. Like the Pasuk says, ויהפוך Hashem אלוהיך לך את הקללה לברכה. Hashem is going to flip it, it's going to make it berachה. So he said, if that's the case, it means the klalot, they're always going to be with Am Yisrael. What does that mean? He said, אם אין עושים רסונו של מקום חס ושלום, פשיטה שיקבלו כל האמור בעניין. If they're not going to keep the מצוות, they're going to get the כללות. ואם יהיו עושים רסונו של מקום, also the כללות, they're going to be fulfilled, but how? Hashem is going to flip them into ברכות. He said, the כללות, they're always going to be with עם ישראל. It depends, if עם ישראל keep the מצוות, they're going to be turned into ברכות, but the כללות is going to turn into ברכות. So he says here, ובזה אתה שפיר, מה זה קשה לך הורה? איך נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא כללות? הרי קיים עלן, אין דבר רע, יורד מן השמיים, ופי עליון לא תצא הרעות ויתוב. והשתה אתה שפיר, דה כללות, אינם כללות באמת, כי אם לפי המובן, אבל באמת ברכות הן. וזה פירוש הפסוק, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום. פירוש, מה שאנוכי הנותן, תראה ותבין שלפניכם בלבד, הוא ברכה וכללה לפי הבנתכם. אבל באמת, הברכה שתשמעו, הברכה על תנאי נאמרה, שאם לא תשמעו, לא תברכו, אבל הכללות בלא תנאי, כי יש בהם משמעות ברכות הרבה, ואף אם לא תשמעו, התקיימו בכוונת ברכה. So he said, that if you look, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום. From הקדוש ברוך הוא, nothing bad is going to come from הקדוש ברוך הוא. פי עליון לא תוצא הרעות ויתום. That's why when he said, יגדל אלוקים חי, he said, יותן לרשע רע כרשעתו. We don't say, נותן לרשע רע כרשעתו. Some סדורים says, נותן לרשע רע כרשעתו. Our customs, we say, יותן לרשע רע. Why? Because מיית השם לא תוצא הרעות. השם only gives ברכות to עם ישראל. So here he says, the ברכות, they're going to come, if you're going to keep the מצוות, you're going to get the ברכות. But if you're not going to keep the מצוות, then the כללות, you're going to stay כללות. If you're going to keep the מצוות, the כללות is going to turn into ברכות. But really, there's no כללות. So from the fact that the פסוק says, ראה אנוכי, I'm giving you ברכן כללה, you should know that the כללה is not really כללה. It's only כללה if you don't keep the מצוות. If you keep the מצוות, the kelala is not kelala anymore, it's going to turn into beracha. That's why I also said, I saw somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the Hatam Sofer, he says, Anuchi noten lefnechem hayom, beracha u kelala. So he said, how could the pasuk say, noten lefnechem hayom? What does it mean hayom? Hayom, here in this world. Schar mazbot ba'al malika. There is no reward here in this world. How can the pasuk say, noten lefnechem hayom? I'm going to give you today. So he said, the Hatam Sofer, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Hatam Sofer, I saw it once. He says, "Hayom beracha." Today I'm giving you beracha. That's the pirot ba'olam hazeh. However, the beakeren kayemet le'olam haba. He said, "Wuklala az rashi tevot." הוא כללה ראשי תיבות, והקרן קיימת לו לעולם הבא. עושית, דהול פסוק, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם יום ברכה עד הספירות, הוא כללץ ראשי תיבות, והקרן קיימת לו לעולם הבא. זה עושה אותו כמעט הריבון. את הכללה הצל, זה עושה ריבון. דהול כללץ, זה צהות גוס. זה סיוע תחת המספר סיינג. ובזה מיושב מדרש תמוע פרשה זו, וזה לשונו, דבר אחר, ראה אנוכי, אמר בלעזר, משאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא דבר זה בסיני, באותה שעה נאמר, מפי עליון לא תצא הרעות ויתוב, ולפי הנעל יובן שפיר. So he said, that's what also רבנן meant in the midrash, לא לרעתם נתתי להם ברכות וכללות, אלא להודיעם איזה הדרך הטובה שיבחרו אותה, כדי שתלו שכר. מניין, מה שקרינן בעניין, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם איום, ויובן בו ותומסד דברנו הנעל מבוארים. That's what he says over here. At the end, he also added, he says he also, והשתה עתה שפיר במדרש שהתחלנו, דלך אורה, פשיטה לן שלא להפסיק בכללות. פשיטה שלא להפסיק בכללות, כמו שכתוב במדרש עצמו לקמן, כיוון שצריך לברך ברכות התורה. ואין כיבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא להתברך על הכללות, הכתיב עמו אנוכי בצרה. אבל השתה דכתיב, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום, מוכח שגם הכללות לברכות יחשבו. He said, based on what we just said, that also the kilalot, Hashem, if we're going to keep them as well, Hashem is going to flip them into berachot. So now, if that's the case, the Midrash is asking, are we allowed to stop in the middle of the kilalot? Because really, they're not kilalot. Pasuk said, Amo anochi besara. We thought it's kilalot, but after we just explained that anochi noten efnehem, I'm giving you beracha and kilala, said also kilala is going to turn into beracha. If that's the case, maybe we could split. Maybe you could stop in the middle. That's why the Midrash is asking that question over here, because over here it says, Anochi noten afnechem ayom. I'm giving you berachah uklalala. From here you should know that kilala is not really kilala. Only kilala on the side that you're not going to listen to the mitzvot. But if you are going to listen, all going to be berachot. So if they were reading berachot, you could split, stop in the middle. That's why the Midrash asked that question. The Midrash answered, he said, no, because we have the Pasuk, that's Musar Hashem B'niyat Mas, V'al Takos B'tuk'ahto, Gizrat HaKatub, you cannot stop in the middle. Even though all the Klalot are Berachot, still you cannot stop. And we say also, the Pasuk says, said, Ele ha-chokim v'hem mishpatim asher tshmerun la'asot, בארץ אשר נתן אדוני אלוהי אבותיך לך לרשתה, כל הימים אשר אתם חיים על האדמה. הפסוק says here that these are the מצוות that I'm commanding you to do. When should you do the מצוות? כל הימים אשר אתם חיים על האדמה. All your lifetime you should keep the מצוות. אנחנו מפרשים לאט וסת, what's the חדוש? What's the Torah telling us here? כל הימים אשר אתם חיים על האדמה, you have to keep the מצוות. Obviously. הפסוק מפורש זה, במתים חופשים. כיוון שמת אדם, נעשה חופשים in the מצוות. That's the Gemara, מסכת שבת, the Flemen. The Gemara says over there, whenever the person dies, it's patur from doing all the מצוות. So how come here the Torah is telling us, כל הימים אשר אתם חיים על האדמה, you have to keep the מצוות. Obviously, after a person dies, you cannot keep the מצוות. So why that, the end part of the פסוק, the Torah is extra. I saw that the Gemara Masechet Kedushin over there, the Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says, the Gemara learns from here that since the Pasuk said, these are the mitzvot that I'm commanding you to keep where? Ba'aretz. So I would have thought, Ba'aretz, we have to keep the mitzvot only Ba'aretz, Ba'aretz Israel. That means if someone lives in Chutz La'aretz, the person lives in America, lives anywhere outside Eretz Israel, Chaurat sounds like that is patur from the mitzvot. These are the mitzvot commanding you to keep in Eretz Israel, Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz, it's Eretz Israel. That's why the Gemara said, the Pasuk continued and said, Kol hayyamim asher atem hayim. Wherever you're living in Eretz Israel, living in Chutz La'aretz, living in anywhere you're living, you have to keep the mitzvot. But still, that's what the Gemara is doresh from this, the last part of the Pasuk. But still, we could understand it also differently by Ezra Shem Tvarach. What's the Torah's mechadesh here? You have to keep the mitzvot as long as you are alive. Obviously. What's the chadush here? And also, we see in Parashat Chukat, the Pasuk is talking about when Maryam al-Nabiyah passed away, הפסוק סד, ויבואו בני ישראל כל העדה מתברסין בחודש הראשון, וישב העם בקדש, ותמות שם מרים ותקביר שם. מרים passed away, and she was buried over there. Rashi says, ותמות שם מרים, אף היא בנשיקה מתה. She also died על מידי מיתת נשיקה. What's מיתת נשיקה? It's the easiest type of מיתה. תגמרה מסכת ברכות דף חי, תגמרה says over there, למוות תוצאות. There are really the תוצאות, what's the gematria of תוצאות? You do gematria of תוצאות, it's 903. The Gemara says over there in Brachot, it said there are 903 types of mitot, of mita in the world, and the easiest from them is mitat neshika. That's what it says in the Gemara. So here Rashi is telling us that Miriam Nebiya, ותמות שם מרים, how did she die? במיתת נשיקה. She died the easiest type of mita she died. Why? Because she was tzedeket. Okay. I saw here the Sifti HaChaim is asking, he said, how did Rashi know that Miriam passed away במיתת נשיקה? There is no hint in the Pasuk that she died away. She passed away במיתת נשיקה. It says that she died. How do you know she died במיתת נשיקה? So, Mr. Ma, she was tzedeket, but where's the hint? Is the Torah meramezet on it? What's the hint over here? So he says, it's here we learn the Gezerah Shavah. Here he says, Tamut Sham Miriam at the Kabir Sham. Basically, that's the Gemara also. The Gemara says the same thing. Here he says, Tamut Sham Miriam. And by Aharon also, Vyamut Sham Aharon. Say, Sham Sham, Gezerah Shavah. So the same way Aharon HaKohen, he died by Mitat Neshika, here also Miriam. But still, we have to understand, how could we get from the Pasuk that she passed away by Mitat Neshika? So also we have to understand. And also, we see many times in the Torah says any person that he does avera, that is hayab on it mita, many places the Torah says mot yumat. What's the double language mot yumat? What is this double language mot yumat? Yumat, that's it, enough. Why the Torah is saying mot yumat? That's many times the Torah says mot yumat. What is this? We have to understand also what's going on. So here it brings down in Sefer Maor Veshemesh, it brings down here in Parashat Aharimot, he's going here on the Pasuk said, Aharimot Shinei Bnei Aharon, Bekorbatam Lefnei Adonai Veyamutu. So what does it mean, Aharimot Shinei Bnei Aharon? So he says here, Dehenei Ita Bagmara Masechet Shabbat, Bukshu Hachayim Lignoz Sefer Kohelet. The Gemara says that Hachayim, they wanted to put Sefer Kohelet in Geniza. Why? Because they found contradiction between two psukim and the same sefer of Kohelet, where one pasuk says ki lechelep chay hu tov min ha'ariyeh hamet. It means if you have a live dog, it's better than a dead lion. What are you gonna get from dead lion? It's a live dog is much better. That's one pasuk said. So it sounds like when the person's when there's life, that's more hashuv when there's life. And different pasuk in Kohelet said, בשביע חני את המתים שכבר מתו, מן החיים אשר הם החיים עדנה. שלמו כהלת, also, he says also that, בשביע חני את המתים שכבר מתו. The people who passed away, they are more חשוב than the people that are still alive. So decide. From the first pasuk we understood that if, something which is alive, it's more חשוב than something which is passed away dead. The second pasuk says the opposite. ותרסו בגמרא מה שתרסו, עיין שם. כן, הגמרא explains of it in מסכת שבת, על שבי חנית המתים שכבר מתו, it's referring to אברהם, ישחק ויעקב, because משה רבנו, when he wanted to pray for עם ישראל, ביעבון העגל, he prayed for the זכות וצדקים, nothing help, until he said, זכור לעבדיך, לאברהם, ישחק ולישראל, then הקדוש ברוך הוא, סתות ומסלחתי כדבריך. That's what it says. So that's what it says in הגמרא, said עיין שם. Continues here, Maor Vashamesh, he said, ונראה לפרש על פי הזוהר הקדוש, את זה הפסוק, דהנה איתה בספרי הארי הקדוש על הגמרה, אין בן דוד בא עד שיכלו כל הנשמות שבגוף. משיח הזנג הנקם, until all the נשמות, that they are כביכול in the warehouse, whatever you want to call it, there's a כביכול warehouse called goof, that warehouse is full of נשמות, whenever that goof is going to be empty out from Neshamot, Mashiach is going to come right away. That's what it says in the Gemara. Ve'ita sham, she'adayin lo yatsu kol Neshamot me'hadir an-nan.
said, why Mashiach didn't come yet? Because there are still neshamot in that warehouse. כי כל הנשמות שהם בזה העולם, הם כולם נשמות בסוד הגלגול, שצריכים כל הנשמות לתקן מה שפגמו בגלגולים שעברו. I said, all the neshamot that we have in our time, they're all recycled neshamot. How do you call that? They're coming in gilgul again. ויש נשמות שנגלגלו פעמים הרבה עד אין שיעור. Sometimes you see נשמות that they came back in the בגלגול. So many times they came back בגלגול. There's no שיעור. כי אם חסר אפילו מצווה דה רבנן, צריך לגלגל עבורו לתקן. Even if a person, if he fulfilled all the Torah, is missing one more mitzvah that he did not do, he has to come back to this world to fulfill that mitzvah. נמצא אותה נשמה שבא בסוד הגלגול, זה הנשמה בכל פעם בעת סתלקותה מזה העולם תואמת טעם מיתה. וכשנבראת פעם אחרת לתקן מה שפגמה בגלגול הקודם, ונקצב לה כמה שנים להיות בזה העולם עד שתתקן מה שצריכה לתקן בזה הגלגול, ובעת שתקנה צריך לה מסתלקת מזה העולם ותואמת שוב טעם מיתה. וכן בכל עת שתבוא לזה העולם, כל פעם ופעם תואמת טעם מיתה. ועד עתה לא נתבררו כל נשמות לתקנה מכל וכל. So he says here, he says that all the neshamot that they came to this world to fix whatever they didn't do, to keep the mitzvot, to fulfill the mitzvot that they didn't keep the first time. So all these neshamot, the first time they died. Now they came again to this world. After they're going to finish their tikkun, they're going to die again. And if they did not finish, they're going to come back third time, come fourth time. So these people, they're dying a few times. They're not dying only one time. Dying one time. Then they came back again, Begilgul, then they have to die again. Come a third time, Begilgul, they have to die again. And so on and so forth. It means those type of neshamot, they're tasting ta'am mita, not only one time, few times. Why? Because they're coming so many times, Begilgul. However, he says, יש נשמות שתקנו כל צורכם בזה העולם, עד שורשם למעלה. There are נשמות, they fixed 100% whatever they have to do. וזאת הנשמה, אין הצריכה לשוב לבוא בזה העולם בסוד הגלגול, ואינם טועמים טעם מיתה עוד. רק יכולה לבוא בזה העולם בסוד העיבור, באיזה צדיק לסיוע בעבודת השם ולגלות לו סודי תורה. וזה גם כן נחת רוח לנשמה בגן עדן שמסייע לעבוד השם בזה העולם. אבל זאת הנשמה שבאה בזה העולם בסוד העיבור, אינה טועמת שוב טעם מיתה. כי יכולה ללכת מזה צדיק בכל עת שתרצה. ובפרט כשתקנה מה שהיה צריך לצדיק זה, אז היא הולכת מאיתו. אפילו כשצדיק עדיין בחיים חיותו. He said, there are types of נשמות that they come to this world one time and they finish their job. But still, sometimes הקדוש ברוך הוא, he brings their נשמה to be מתעבר in different נשמה. What is מתעבר? They're not coming בגלגול again. They're just coming like extension to someone else's neshama. Whatever that means, it's b'sod ha'ibur. They're coming kibyachol add on to someone else's neshama. Why? Because they come here to this world to be mezakeh someone else. Maybe that tzaddik, he needs the zechuyot of the other tzaddik that his neshama is going to come. So that neshama is going to join different neshama for a while, then it's going to leave him. Even though tzaddik is still alive. She just, the neshama comes for a while and then leaves. That means that neshama, when it came to this world, besod ha'ibur, then did not taste ta'am mita again. Tasted it only one time, the first time that she came to the world. וזה פירוש הפסוק הנ"ל, ושבח אני את המתים שקבר מתו. רוצה לומר, אותם מתים אשר מתו זה שנים רבות, ולא באו שוב לגלגול בזה העולם. אלו המתים, בוודאי יש להם שבח הרבה. שבוודאי תקנו כל הצריך להם, ולא יצטרכו להתגלגל עוד. He said, those נשמות that they finished all their job in this world, those are really that they מתים, שבחנו את המתים, שכבר מתו. Those that people that they died, and that's it, they're not coming again to this world. Those type of נשמות, they're praiseworthy. Why? Because they finished all what they have to do in one time, one shot. They came to this world, they finished everything. ואלו יש להם שבח מהחיים אשר הם חיים עדנה, שהחיים אלו אינם יודעים אם לא יבואו עוד פעם לגלגול, בסוד הגלגול לזה העולם, ויצטרכו לטעום עוד פעם טעם מיתה. וכן דומה לי שזה פירוש בעצמו כתוב בזוהר הקדוש. It says here the Maor Veshemesh. He said, if I'm not mistaken, that's the Pirush that the Zohar HaKadosh explains. The what? That there are two types of neshamot. One person who finishes his job in this world, then he finished. He might come be'abur extension to different neshama, but that extension does not taste ta'amita again. But if in the first time that he came to the world, he did not keep all the mitzvot, he has to come back Gilgul, second time, third time, fourth time, to finish whatever the mitzvot he was missing before. But every time that he comes to the Gilgul, he has to taste ta'amita. That's what the pasuk says. The people that are alive, they don't know if they're going to come back again by Gilgul. But the meitim shekibar metu, they're not coming back again, those are praiseworthy. וזה פירוש אחרימות שנבי אהרון בקורבתם לפני השם רוצה לומר, כיוון שמתו פעם הזאת, אז הישו באחר מיטתם, שלא מתו עוד הפעם. The two sons of Aaron הכהן, כי לא באו בגלגול שוב לטעום עוד הפעם טעם מיטה, רק בפעם הזאת היה אחרי כל מיטתם. That's what the pasuk said, אחרי מות שנבי אהרון. They died and that's it. They finished their תקון, this word, they're not coming back again. Those are צדיקים that they finished their job. That this type of tzaddikim, so he said they finished their job, and v'shabeh hanitam meitim shekibar mitu. They died, and that's it, they finished everything. They're not going to be to'im ta'am mita again. And according to this, they explain also there's a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says over there, the tzaddik Zayin, the Gemara said that shit alfei shaneh ve'alma. That the world standing for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years was Tohu Vabohu. The second 2,000, it was Torah. The third 2,000, they are Yemot HaMashiach. That's what the Gemara said. ובעבונותינו שרבו יצאו מה שיצאו. ועדיין בן דוד לא בא. In our עבונות, the last 2,000 years, they're supposed to be Yemot HaMashiach. But now, almost 1,946 years, where's the Mashiach? Almost the majority, 99% of the, 95% of the 2,000 years already are over. But still, Mashiach didn't come yet. Why? So what does this mean? What does this mean? According to what we just read, we said Mashiach is not going to come until that kibyachol warehouse that called goof is going to be empty out from neshamot. But as long as we're doing avirot, we're not fixing whatever we have to fix in this world, we have to come back again Gilgul. So the same neshamot are coming back again. So we're not emptying the neshamot from over there. The neshamot that came out, same neshamot are coming back again a third time, fourth time. But we need to finish our job in this world. We have to make sure that we finish our job, so we should bring down different neshamot. New neshamot, then the Mashiach is going to come. Let's hear what the Farshim explain. I saw also the explain from Baal Shem Tov. He explains we have a Gemara, Masechet Hagiga. The Gemara says over there, at the beginning, I think, Daf Gimel, the Gemara brings down, Ezehu Shote, what's the definition of Shote? Person who's Shote crazy. Why? Because the Mishnah says over there, "Kol ha'ayim bariyah, haus mehere shotei v'katan, tumtum v'droginos, nashim v'avadim shenam shuhararim." They have a long list of people that are patur from aliyah l'regel. One of them is shotei. What's the definition of a shotei? The Gemara brings down a few opinions. It said, "Hei yotzei yichidib al-layla," a guy who walks in the middle of the night alone, "ve'hellan b'ta kibarot v'mkoreyat b'gadav b'hamato." The person, he walks in the middle of the night alone, and he sleeps in Beit HaKibarot, in the cemetery, and he rips off his clothes when he gets angry. These are the three definitions of a shote. The Gemara brings down after Avadim Masad Hagiga, if you need three criterias to make the person 100% shote, or if a person has one of them, already he earned the title of shote, He was zoche to be called crazy. So that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara answers whatever it answers. But one of the pirushim the Gemara gives down, what's the definition of shote? Hallanu beta kibarot. So Baal Shem Tov explains, said hallanu beta kibarot. If a person sleeping beta kibarot, what does this mean? He's not talking about the person who goes to the cemetery to sleep. He said, no. he is explaining that when a person, he did not fulfill all the Terek Mitzvot in this world. We said what's just told us Ma'or Vashemesh, he has to come back again to this world, Begilgul, to finish up whatever he missed. So that type of person, that type of neshama, after he's going to die in the first time, they're going to bury him. But really, they're only, he's only sleeping over there. Soon they're going to wake him up, they're going to bring him back again to this world. So that type of person is called Chote. Why? Because he didn't finish his tikkun this world. He's only sleeping a bit of kibarot. Soon they're going to wake him up, they're going to bring him back again, Begilgul. But at tzaddikin, that they finished their tikkun this world, they're going to rest in peace. What does it mean, rest in peace? They're going to rest over there. They finish the tikkun. They're not going to bother them again to come back again to this world to taste ta'am mita again. They're not going to bother them. That's what he meant. That's what he meant when the Gemara said, "Idu shoteh lan beta kibarot," means he's only sleeping over there. He's not relaxing like tzaddikim. By tzaddikim, yanuhu al mishkevotam, it says. So now, we go back to what we said. We said many times, it says in the Torah, mot yumat. Person hayab mita is mot yumat. What did the person do that is hayab mita? He did avira, big avirat hayab mita on it. For example, hillul shabbat or any avirat hayab mita on it. But how is the person hayab mita? You have to have two witnesses warning him. It's asur to do such avira. And he tells them, afal pikein, I don't care, I want to do the avira. It means that type of person that is hayab mita, he's doing the avira bimizid. And even though they warned him, he didn't care. That means the person is rasha. So that person, that the Beit Din, they have to take him to kill him because he did Abira. Mr. Ma, he did also other Abirot. It's not, this is not the only Abira. And even if he didn't do any other Abirot, on this Abira that he just did, and has Hayab Mita on it, so that means he's missing on this Mitzvah. He did not fulfill that Mitzvah. So he has to come back again in this world to fix whatever he missed the first time. So that type of person said, "Mot yumat." Now Beit Din, they're going to kill him, but he's going to die again. What are you going to tell me? The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says that every person, before they kill him, they ask him to do vidui, because at the time when he does vidui, they tell him, "Mitato zoi kaparato." This is going to be his kapara, he's going to do vidui. So when he did vidui, he finished. In lechadavara, Ahmed finished the teshuba. But he said, it's not enough. Why? Because the Gemara B'Mitzvah Masechet Yuma, Ezohi Teshuba Gimura, what's the perfect Teshuba the person could do? The Gemara says, Mahve Rabbi Yehuda, said, Be'oto Makom, Be'oto Isha, Be'oto Perek, with the same power that you have, with the same Abira, the same place, the same desires to do the Abira, you are in the same situation, and you did not do the Abira, then that's the perfect Teshuba. So that person, that Beit Din, they're killing him because he do whatever Avirat's Hayab Mita on it. Obviously, he did not have that opportunity to do that Teshuvah Gimura. So even though they're going to ask him to do Teshuvah, but his Teshuvah is not 100%, it's not Teshuvah Gimura. The Teshuvah Gimura has to be 100%. So obviously, he's going to come back again to this world. That's why Mot Yumat. Now they're going to kill him, they're going to come back again to this world, he's going to taste Ta'am Mita again. That's why it's Mot Yumat. But by tzaddikim, we said, when they finished their tikkun this world, like Maryam and Nabi'a, she finished, she was tzaddikah, she finished everything, but tamut sham Maryam, but kabir sham, that's it, she's rested. That's why Rashi says over there, but tamut sham Maryam, by tzaddikim, like Maryam, said, but tamut sham, but kabir. She rested, yanuh al mishkevotam. She's not lanu bet kibarot, just like the Baal Shem Tov explained. She's not sleeping in bet kibarot. Ela what? She finished. Yeah, shalom. Yeah, no. That's why Rashi said, because the pasuk said v'tamot sham Maryam v'tkaber sham, she was resting over there. For sure, she's not gonna come back again because she was tzaddiket. And if she was tzaddiket, obviously all the tzaddikim mitim b'mitat neshika. That's why Rashi said over there b'mitat neshika mita. So we said that any person, if he did not fulfill the tereg mitzvot, if he's missing one of the mitzvot that he did not do, he has to come back again, second time, third time, fourth time, Adin Shi'or, like the Ma'or Vashem is saying, until he's going to fulfill all the Terek Mitzvot. But how is it really possible that one person should fulfill all the Terek Mitzvot? many mitzvot depending on Eretz Israel. Many mitzvot the only ladies could do. Many mitzvot only kohanim could do. There's no way to do all the mitzvot in one chant. So, but the Hachaim said, the pasuk said, Torah Adonai temima meshibat nafesh. The Torah, that every person when it comes to this world, you have to keep the whole Torah. Tarak mitzvot. Torah Hashem temima. It has to be complete. And if not, if it's not temima, meshibat nafesh. It's going to bring the nefesh back again to this world. It's going to come back again to Gilgun. But how is it possible that a person should fulfill all Tarak mitzvot? It's impossible. But Hachaim tell us that really, when a person, you're right, a person cannot fulfill all Tarak mitzvot by himself, but if he helps others do the mitzvot that he cannot do, by helping them, he's also getting part of it. So it's also getting that type of help. So he's, for him, it's also considered as if he fulfilled this mitzvot. That's why we have famous Gemara. Famous Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, that the ger that he came to Shammai Azakin, he wanted to convert, and he told him, Ma'aseh ben Ochri, Ahad Shabbat lefnei Shammai, and Amar le, Geyereni, Al Me'ad Shetelmedeni, Kol HaTorah Kula, Kishani Omed Al Regel Ahad. I want to learn the whole Torah standing on one foot. So Shammai Azakin, Dachafu Be'amata Binyan Shebeyado. So he kicked him out. He said, do you want to learn the whole Torah on one foot? Why, you think the Torah is easy to learn? You need to sit down, you need to toil in the Torah, you need to sit years on years in the Torah, and still, Arukha Meir Smudda, or Habam Niyam. You want to learn the Torah al Regel Ahad? He kicked him out. It's a late son. He kicked him out. After that, the Gemara said, he came to Hillel Azakin, Balifne Hillel, Vegire. He converted him. So he told him, what's the whole Torah on one foot? He said, the whole Torah on one foot, Madi alach sane lahabrach la ta'bid. Zohi kol Torah kula. Vitach pirushahu zil bimur. He said, the whole Torah is whatever you don't like others to do to you, don't do to others. That's the whole Torah. And all the rest is the pirushim of that pasuk. If you fulfill that mitzvah, that's the whole Torah. That's what he told him. So I saw them for Shem to explain what this mean. What did really that ger he wanted from Shammai and Hillel? He wanted to convert Al Regel Ahad. Did he really think that he's going to learn the whole Torah Al Regel Ahad? And what kind of answer Hillel Zakin gave him? This is the whole Torah. That's everything. Torah. What does he want? Based on what we just said, the Torah Hashem Temima. If it's not complete, Meshivat Nefesh, you have to come back again by Gilgul to finish up whatever he missed the first Gilgul. So he said that Ger, he was willing to come to convert, B'tnai, that Telemedin, Kol HaTorah Kula, Regel Ahad. What does it mean, Regel Ahad? Regel doesn't only mean one foot. Regel means one time also. Like the Pasuk said, Shalosh Regalim, Tahog Li Bashana. What's been Shalosh Regalim? Three holidays called Regalim. Why they called Regalim? The Gemara learns because you have to go by foot. If a person cannot walk by foot, he's patur from Aliyah Regal at all. But whatever, simple Pirush, Shalosh Regalim, it means three times. It means Regal, it means one time. So here, what the Ger, he wanted, they asked from Hillel Zakin, he wants to finish all Tarak Mitzvot in one time, in this word, one Gilgul. He does not want to come back again, Gilgul, second time, third time, fourth time. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to fulfill all Tarak Mitzvot in one Gilgul. Is there any way? He came to Hillel Zakin, said, hey, of course there is a way. He said, how? Mitzvot that you could do by yourself, go ahead and do it. Mitzvot that you cannot do by yourself, you have Tarak Mitzvot. And if you're missing one of them, you have to come back again by Gilgul. What are you going to do not to come back again by Gilgul? No problem. Go help others to do the mitzvot that you cannot do, and then by helping them, it's as if you fulfilled this mitzvot. So you finish your tikkun this world in one Gilgul. You don't have to come back again. That's what he told him. This is the idea. But that's one option he told him. But you have also a different option. He said, what? He said, we have a Gemara Masechet Menachot. The Gemara says, Zot HaTorah, La'ola, La'mancha, La'hatat. Any person who sit down and learn Torah Hatat as if he brought Korban Hatat. He learned Torah Ola as if he brought Korban Ola. So the whole Torah, any mitzvah that he cannot fulfill lemaaseh, mitzvah that he can do before, go ahead and do it. Mitzvah that he cannot do, sit down and learn the halachot of that mitzvah, and ma'aleh ala v'ketub as if he did it. So here you go. You have two options how to fulfill the whole Torah in one Gilgul. How? Option number one is what? Is v'habteh ra'acha kamocha. That's what he told him. You have to love your friend. What does it mean? Mitzvah that you can do by yourself, do it. Mitzvah that you can do by yourself, you're depending on someone else, help that someone else to do the mitzvah, and you have part from that mitzvah. So you fulfill the mitzvah. That's the one period. That's one option. And second option, ve'iddach, the second option he told him, ve'iddach zil gemor. The second option that if you want to fulfill all Torah mitzvot in one gilgul, zil gemor. What does it mean, zil gemor? Go learn the mitzvot that you cannot do. By learning the mitzvot that you cannot do, now you fulfilled all Torah mitzvot, and you finished your tikkun one time, you're going to taste ta'am mita only one time, you're not going to taste it again. But otherwise, if the person is missing any of the mitzvot, he's going to need to come back again by Gilgul, and he's going to taste ta'am mita second time, third time, fourth time, depends how many Gilgulim is coming back. And we said, because of this, Mashiach is delaying. Why? Because we're not taking down any new neshamot from the goof. We're not taking down new neshamot. All the Gilguli, all the neshamot, are coming back again by Gilgulim. They're coming back by Gilgulim. So if you want to fulfill all Torah mitzvot in one Gilgul, you have two options. Either Yatar Acha Kamucha, help others do the mitzvot that you cannot do, or second option, go learn the halachot. But I saw, brings them here. It's something beautiful. In Sefer Shemen Rosh, he quotes here from the Yismach Moshe, Sefer Yismach Moshe, Parashat Emor. He says here, the Bagmara, Memesechet Rosh Shana, Daf Kaftet, Rameh. Gemara asks a question. Ketub Echad Omer, Shabbaton Zichron Teru'a Mokra Kodesh. When the Torah is referring about Rosh Shana, one time says in the Torah, Shabbaton Zichron Teru'a. Remembrance of Teru'a. You don't blow shofar. It's only you remember shofar. A different pasuk says, Yom Teru'ah, you have to blow shofar, you have to make Teru'ah. So how is that possible? The Gemara says, "No, la kashya. Can be Yom Tov shehal yot be Shabbat. Can be Yom Tov shehal yot b'chol." So it depends when Rosh Hashanah is going to fall. If Rosh Hashanah fell during the week, then Yom Teru'ah yelachem. You have to blow the actual shofar. But if Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbat, it's enough to remember shofar. Zichron Teru'ah Mokra Kodesh. Only remember about shofar. Read the psukim of zichronot, machiyot, shofarot. Ma'aleh alav ketub kilo asahom. That's what the Gemara says. Depending, one pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat, different pasuk Rosh Hashanah falls during the week. V'chatab al derech mashal. So he says here that as Yismach Moshe, he write to explain al derech mashal. What's the difference between Zichron Teru'ah and Yom Teru'ah? Said, the mi shehu ra'ib ve'ochel, if the person is hungry and he's going to eat, he's going to get satisfied, he's going to get full. Hu masbi'a ha-ra'abon shelo b'chol ma'achal sheyochal, afilu b'ma'achal pachut v'garua shebema'achalim, afilu b'lechem yabesh. Said, if the person is hungry, whatever he eats, whether he eats dried bread, he eats anything that he eats, it's going to fill him up. It's going to satisfy his hunger. It's going to satisfy him. He's not going to be hungry anymore. Anything that the person eats, it's going to satisfy him. ואם ירצה להסביע הרעבון שלו, שלא על ידי אוכל, if the person is hungry and he wants to become full without eating, how could he do it? Is there any way? So sometimes you could delay the hunger that you have. How? You could do this, כגון על ידי שמיעה או ראייה. If you see something extraordinary, you see something not out of this world, that's gonna calm you down. You're not gonna think about your hunger anymore. Now you're busy with that something special. But he said, if you wanna calm down your hunger by seeing something or by hearing something, this doesn't work if you see something that you're used to. It doesn't work if you hear something that you're used to. Why? Because you hear it every day, you see it every day, it's not going to make you full. You need something extraordinary, something out of the blue. He said, if the person wants to fill up himself, person is hungry, but he sees something, wow. So he forgets about his hunger. Now gets busy. So that has to be something wow. Cannot be something normal.
כגון בשמיעת קול זמר שלא נשמע כמוהו, או מעשה נפלא שמתענג השומע. וטעם לזה הוא,
what's the reason behind this?
משום שמאכל בטבעו להסביע מצד התולדה.
The food, naturally, it fills up the person.
לכן מסביע אפילו במאכל פחות.
Even if you're eating some food which is not the food that you like, you eat it, you're full. Well, that's the nature of the food, makes you full.
אבל שמיעה וראייה, אין טבעם להסביע.
To see something or to eat or to hear something, naturally it doesn't make you full.
רק שישמשו במקום מאכל שיהיו כאילו אוכל, ולזה צריך דבר נפלא שישנה את טבעו.
That's he said, this is the mashal.
והנמשל הוא, כל המזוות כולם הם התועלת לנו בטבע.
All the mazvot that we do, they're for our benefit. The nature of the mazvot to fulfill, to satisfy our neshama.
אף שאין אנחנו יודעים סיבת התועלת, אלוהים יבין דרכה והוא ידעת מקומה. נמצא, העושה מזווה בפועל הוא בן הכל שיעשה את תיקון ויחוד שראויים להיות על ידי המזווה זו, אף בעשייה כפשוטו. ואף אם אין כאן הטהרה והקדושה הגדולה והיראה והאהבה הראויה,
it's fine.
מה שאין כן, כשאין עושה מזווה בפועל, רק דוגמה במקומו, שזה אין טבע התיקון. צריך להיות בטהרה ובקדושה נפלאה וכוונה זכה, שיעלה כאילו נעשה בפועל.
He said, the nature of the mitzvot, if you do the mitzvot before and you do it, the nature of doing such a mitzvah satisfies your neshama. That's the nature of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Neshama needs food. What's the food of the neshama? The mitzvot. You do mitzvot, that mitzvah automatically it fills up your neshama, satisfies it. It doesn't make a difference how you did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah with perfect kavana, less kavana. Bottom line, he did the mitzvah was done, there's mitzvah to shake the lulav. There's many kavanot in the na'nu'im, there's many kavanot in the beracha, how should you shake the lulav, lema'la, lemata, all the na'nu'im that you do in the lulav, so many kavanot. But he said, even if you just take the lulav, the Gemara said, de'ag behen, afak beh. He picked up the lulav, you say the chuba. He did the action of the mitzvah, that automatically satisfies your neshama. But if you're not doing the actual mitzvah, Ella, what are you going to do? You want to learn the halachot of that mitzvah, and you want that learning to be considered as if you fulfilled that mitzvah, then this compared to the reality, you're seeing something, it's not going to make you full if you see something. Unless if you see something out of this world, then calm you down a little bit. So here also, if you want to fulfill your neshama, you want to satisfy your neshama, not by doing mitzvot, ela by learning the mitzvot, then that learning has to be 100% l'shem shamayim. You have to learn 100% l'shem shamayim, then that mitzvah is going to fulfill, satisfy your neshama. ולכן, כשחל יום טוב בשבת, דלקה תקיעת שופר בפועל, רק זיכרון תרועה, על כן צריך להיות מקרא קודש. הפסוק calls it, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat, the pasuk mukra kodesh. It has to be with all the kavanot to satisfy your neshama, because you're not doing the actual takia of the shofar. You're not doing the actual mitzvah. You're only remembering about the mitzvah of shofar. You're learning, you're mentioning psukim of shofarot. With this, you want to satisfy your neshama. It's not going to happen if it's not mukra kodesh. It has to be mukra kodesh with full kavanah, full devotion to the mitzvah. Then it's going to satisfy your neshama.
דהיינו שיהיה הקריאה בפה קדוש, אבל ביום טוב שחל בחול שהוא יום תרועה, you blowing the shofar actually, אז אפילו אם אינו מקרא קודש, עולה הוא לרצון.
That's what he explains over here. So let's hear what he says. You're right that we have two types of two options how the person could fulfill Tereg Mitzvot in one Gilgul. Either one option you have, you could help others to do the Mitzvot that he cannot do.
Option number two, he could learn the halachot. It said by learning the halachot, it has to be 100% to change shamayim. If you're not learning 100% to change shamayim, then it's not going to help. So based on this, we could explain the pasuk we started off with. We said, "Ele ha'chokim ve'mishpatim asher tshmerun la'asot ba'aretz asher natan Adonai Elohei Avoticha licha lirshta kol hayamim asher atem chayim ala adama." See, the Torah is telling us, listen, based on what we just explained, that if the person is missing one of the mitzvot, Torah Tashem Te'imat has to be complete. And if not, Meshivat Nefesh. The Nefesh is going to come back again by Gilgul. But the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to bring us the Mashiach. As long as Neshamot are coming back again by Gilgul, again and again by Gilgul, the warehouse could be a hole that called Guf, it's not emptying, it's the Neshamot that they are there. Because why? Because all the neshamot, they are recycled, coming back again and again and again. We need to empty out all the neshamot, the new neshamot that are still over there. Then Mashiach is going to come. Ein ben David ba, ad sheichlu kol neshamot shebaguf. The only way to bring new neshamot from that otzar, which is called guf, is only when we keep the terag mitzvot in one gilgul, then the next generation, from where they're going to get neshamot, and the new neshamot is going to come down, then Mashiach is going to come. But as long as we're not keeping Terah Mitzvot in one Gilgul, our neshamot are coming back again and again and again, and the goof is never empty, and Mashiach, that's why Mashiach is delayed. The Torah here is telling us, "Ele ha'chokim mishpatim," I'm telling you, I want to bring the Mashiach. The Gemara brings down that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to bring the Mashiach. We waiting for the Mashiach. Mimi Akim. So we're waiting and he's waiting. So what's the problem? Bring the Mashiach and that's it. Yes, Yisra Ra is causing people to do Abirot. When a person does Abira, he didn't do the Mitzvah, he has to come back again. Gilgul. Neshamot again recycled. We're not getting new Neshamot. The only way to bring the Mashiach is to fulfill Terag Mitzvot in this world. That's why the Torah is commanding us here. Ela Hakim Mishpatim. That he should fulfill them, he should do them when? Kol hayayim asher atem chayim ala adama. Make sure you do all Terah Mitzvot as long as you're alive here in this Gilgul. Don't wait, now you do half Mitzvot and the other you do after. Why? Because if that's the case, that person is only lan bet kibarot. It's called Shote. Shote halan bet kibarot. It's only sleeping in bet kibarot. They're going to wake him up again to come back again by Gilgul. And he's going to taste ta'amita again and again. But if you don't want to be to'im ta'amita few times, you have to keep Terag Mitzvot in one Gilgul. How? I told you have two options. Either you help others do the Mitzvot, or learn the Halachot. But you said by learning the Halachot, you have to have extra Kavanot. But the Torah is commanding us here that you have to try, every person has to try, you know, not to be learned bet kevarot chas v'shalom, ela, yes, be yavo shalom, enoch al mishkevotam, like Miriam Nebiya, v'temot sham Miriam, v'tekabir sham. She finished her tikkun. Aharei mot shenim b'nei Aaron, because they finished v'yamutu. They finished. They finished their tikkun. They're not coming back again by Gilgul. So all these neshamot, they finished their tikkun. That's what the Torah is telling us here. That's the only way to bring Mashiach closer. May Hashem should help us that we should keep all the Terag Mitzvot, either by learning all the halachot or by helping others doing the Mitzvot. Kol Yisrael Arabin ze laze. Then by Hashem we're gonna bring new neshamot. Can empty out the outside, it's called the goof. Then Mashiach is going to come. We should all merit to see Mashiach's kingdom. Rabbi Aminu, Amen v'Amen. Rabbi Hananam, Nakshah, Omer, Asakash, Baruch, Ozuf, Otsrayin, Efikach. Rabbi Hananam, Zlut, Shneimah.